It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet.
I don't know what's going on.
What it is, Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah, there it is. Jeff Tuckman closing out another year with us. Hi, Jeff.
Yes, Nick.
How are you?
Great.
Good. And you are here now, and it's the final show here of 2017, and then you'll be back again, obviously, in the new year. And we've been doing this since I got my show. You've been a part of this show for about 20 years now.
From the
part of my show.
Because we knew when Roy was retiring.
Yeah.
And we had that really, really neat going away.
Yeah.
At the Museum of Broadcasting.
That's right.
Yeah. As you remember.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. I remember. So Jeff is here, and he has been in the business. How long you been in, like, you were on the you were there at the birth of the video business?
Oh, yeah.
In fact,
one of my friends opened the very first video store in Chicago. Yes, folks, there used to be video stores.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it was interesting because what happened in the beginning, it really was people who were collectors who said, you know what, there's no stores. And I think I'll open it. And they opened up small stores, and they grew because it didn't all start with the Blockbusters and Hollywood videos.
Oh, yeah. There were mom-and-pop stores all over.
Mom-and-pop stores.
Yeah, absolutely.
All over. And I remember going to stores and talking about this business that I envisioned happening. And I had, you know, a couple music videos and going around store to store.
Right.
And it was difficult because, you know, there was no business yet.
Right.
You know, and asking people to take a chance on something new.
Yeah, they thought you were crazy.
Well, they...
So, well, it's obviously, gone through the roof, and now we've got digital streaming and everything and so many different ways to watch movies and things like that. Now, Jeff, you always come bearing gifts, and this is a really nice one, considering that it is Christmas time. Tell everybody what we're giving away this morning.
Well, because, you know, we always like to give something neat away. And I had lots of choices. But this, I felt, was really something that the listeners could really, really get into. We got three copies of the 75th anniversary Blu-ray edition of Holiday Inn.
Right. Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn with Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby.
And what we have is we have the original version, which everybody knows it was black and white.
Mm-hmm.
We have the color version, which really looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really did a great, great job of it. And the brand new Broadway musical.
Is included. Right. So it's got the original, all remastered to Blu-ray. It's the original Holiday Inn, and then the color version and the version that you saw on Broadway, the Broadway musical. It's all part of it. There's also a bunch of bonus features as well, and feature commentary, and all kinds of really cool documentaries. It's the 75th anniversary of Holiday Inn, and we're giving away three copies. And here's what we could do. Before we break here, because we're going to break right now, let's throw out a trivia question. First person in with the correct answer, and you can use the regular lines, 312-981-7200. Why don't you throw out the first trivia question, Jeff, and then we'll take a break and come back. Hopefully we'll have a winner.
No problem. Bing Crosby sang White Christmas in three different movies. Tell us the names of the films.
There you go. Okay, Bing Crosby sang White Christmas in three different movies. Tell us the name of those three different movies. And if you're the first one with the correct answer, you get yourself a copy of the 75th anniversary Blu-ray edition of Holiday Inn. 312-981-7200. Get in here now and try and win.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells.
Welcome
in
back, everybody.
The snow.
It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That, of course, is White Christmas, and, you know, it's the classic song, and we are playing that because we have three copies of Holiday Inn, Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn, 75th Anniversary Edition Blu-ray to give away with all kinds of extras, including the color version and the Broadway musical version and a bunch of bonus features. And we threw out a trivia question before the break. Jeff Tuckman, tell us what that was.
Bing Crosby sang White Christmas in three different movies. Tell us the names of the films.
Okay. We got Kathy. Give it a shot.
White Christmas, Holiday Inn, and Blue Skies.
You got it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Congratulations. You got a copy of the 75th Anniversary Edition of Holiday Inn.
Great. I love that movie.
Cool.
Love it.
And thanks for listening. Congratulations. Take care. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Hold the line. There you go. Holiday Inn. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you have any comments or questions. And we would love to hear from you. And we'll talk more about Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. They work well together in the film.
They really do.
And
you know what's neat, Nick, is that when Holiday Inn was first, and obviously then they did White Christmas, and they used some of the same sets, in the other film.
Yeah,
but they had great chemistry together. And the studio knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, those were only the films they made. Those three films were it. But they knew that because they were two of the biggest stars that the studio had at the time.
Yeah. And by the way, including the regular remastered version of the film and the color version and the musical, Broadway musical, this is really cool. A couple of song and dance men, an intimate retrospective of Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire featuring an interview with Ava Astaire McKenzie. That's on here as well. So that's a really cool documentary focusing on those two guys. And then All Singing, All Dancing experienced the making of the song and dance numbers. This is all on the Blu-ray that we're giving away. And then there's a behind the scenes thing on how they colorized the movie as well. And then there's feature commentary from audio archives comments from Fred Astaire, Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, so there you go. All kinds of really great stuff on this Irving Berlin's Holiday Edition, or Holiday Inn, 75th Anniversary Edition, and we've got two more of those to give away. And also, Jeff is going to be. Jeff, you're going to tell us what's coming up in being released on Blu-ray and DVD for the month. Lots of December is always a big month, and then they like to put out gift, when they package everything together. So the box sets and stuff like that, those are also big sellers because people buy Blu-rays and DVDs as Christmas presents pretty regularly. It's a big thing.
Well, they really do. Even though every time you turn the page, there's a new streaming service out there.
Yeah.
But I think it just makes it better for the consumers because they have more choices.
Right.
But people like to shop and buy DVDs. Just walk into, a big retailer, and you'll see people buying DVDs all the time.
Yeah, no, it's I think they're great gifts. I love getting Blu-rays and DVDs for gifts. It's great. You get your favorite movies and all that cool stuff. Okay, listen, Jeff, hang on, okay? Jeff Tuckman is with us. We've got more Holiday Inn to give away, and we want to answer your questions. If you have questions or concerns, you got a Blu-ray question, a DVD question, wondering when something's going to be released, or if you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can tell us who's in it, or you can describe the plot, and it's driving you crazy, we will help you discover the title of that movie that's making you nuts. And again, our phone number and text number, get in there now, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Any questions for Jeff Tuckman?
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday. happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays.
Yeah. Let's dance. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're going to be talking some Christmas topics, and we've got our regular feature, Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spy, You Big Dummy, and then the Christmas edition and holiday edition of Fly Jams Friday. So in addition to the beret, DJ Shagru will be wearing a Santa hat. So that's just coming up. By the way, Esmeralda, where again has the coffee mate spilled all over the place?
This is the inbound side of the Dan Ryan at 57th.
Man.
Yeah, it's quite a scene.
I've never, you know, in all the years that we've been doing traffic reports, it's the first time I've ever heard a report that had there was coffee mates all over
yeah.
the place.
Well, and that's why it's still shut down.
Yeah.
It happened hours ago, but there's just, it's everywhere, yeah. All the bottles, so they got to clean all that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I worked at the Jewels for many years. Coffee mate's one of those, one of the last things you want to spill all over the floor.
Oh, yeah. And they're just individual bottles. So
oh, God.
You got to clean all
That's
of that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I just never heard that before. So, welcome back, everybody. That was Bing Crosby. Happy Holiday from Holiday Inn Soundtrack. Holiday Inn, it's the 75th anniversary of Holiday Inn. Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, and we've got the 75th anniversary edition on Blu-ray plus digital plus the original black and white, the color version, and the Broadway musical that you can see. All of that plus lots of bonus features, and we're giving away two more copies of that. Jeff Tuckman is with us. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
All right. We'll give away another, we'll throw out another trivia question in a couple of minutes here. And if you answer it correctly, first person through with the correct answer, you get a copy of Holiday Inn. And we want to answer your question. So, you can, call or text right now, 312-981-7200. If you want to know when something's coming out on Blu-ray or DVD, if it's available, if you also have a question about a movie that you can't think of the title of and it's making you crazy, describe the plot to us or who's in it, and maybe we can answer it or someone else who is listening can answer. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Let's throw one of these out here. Maybe this will ring a bell to people who are listening. Gary needs some help. Gary wants to know the name. He texted this in. I'm trying to find the name of a 70s movie involving a kid good at baseball. His father had abandoned him there, but returned to his life. The kid was angry with him, but then the dad introduced him to a Major League Baseball player. It was a light drama. 70s movie. Mm. That one does not ring a bell for me. Let me reread this. Maybe people listening, if you got an idea and you want to jump in here, help out Gary, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Again, I'm trying to find the name of a 70s movie involving a kid good at baseball. His father had abandoned them, but returned to his life. The kid was angry with him, but then the dad introduced him to a Major League Baseball player. It was a light drama. I'm trying to think. Maybe it's a TV movie? Don't know. From the 70s. So maybe you can help Gary out. Okay. 312-981-7200 for maybe you can answer that question. Also, if you have any questions of your own. Let's see. Andrew in Alabama says, can we expect the Bruce McLaren movie on DVD? Bruce McLaren, who was a car designer and a car racer. They made a documentary about his life. Roger Donaldson, a big-time director, made a documentary on his life called McLaren. And let me see. Let's look this up here. It is available, yes. Yeah, it's called McLaren Pioneer, Leader, Father, Champion. It's from this year. They just released it earlier this year. And Andrew in Alabama, it's available on DVD. And you can get it on Blu-ray as well. But it's available on DVD and Blu-ray right now. It's out. And you should be able to get it at a store or have them order it. Or you can get it online. But it is available. So, McLaren. Do you remember the Le Mans with Steve McQueen? That's available, right? Is that available?
Yes.
That's available on DVD. So
good movie.
Yeah, really good movie. We were talking about that movie with our buddy Tom Appel, who's our car expert, who we have on once a month to talk cars, and we were talking about Le Mans, and it wasn't available for a while, if I remember correctly. Wasn't it like taken off the market for a while?
Yeah, I believe it was at Warner Brothers. I'm not.
I think it was Warner Brothers. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, and McQueen was he really drove.
Oh yeah,
I mean he was In fact, he was quite accomplished.
Yeah. No. He was. I mean, that he was way into cars and into racing. That was, you know, everybody, you know, thinks, oh, well, he was in Bullet. But no, the guy was an actual, you know, he raced cars. He was the real deal. And that's what that whole movie was, you know, it was about. There was barely any, there's no plot to it, really. But it had like a very, very documentary feel to it because he actually shot it at Le Mans. But yeah, so, but anyway, McLaren, about the car racer and the car designer, is available on DVD and Blu-ray. Andrew in Alabama, you can get it online or at a store. Okay, why don't we throw out another trivia question here, Jeff? We, again, are giving away Holiday Inn. It's the 75th anniversary edition, Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire. We've got Blu-ray here, and it's got the original black and white remastered. It's got the color version and an all-new Broadway musical, plus lots of extras. So let's throw out the next trivia question. Maybe we can get an answer here.
Okay. White Christmas has sold over 100 million copies worldwide, Nick.
Mm, that's a pretty popular song.
I would say so. In fact, I think I read something that there's 500 different versions in different languages.
500?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It is recognized as the number two song of the century.
Mm.
I think by the...
Of the 20th century.
Yes.
Okay.
Give us the name of the number one song of the centuries, and I'll give you a hint. It's from a Judy Garland film.
Nice hint, Jeff.
Well, it's late at night. I try to make it easy.
Exactly. All right. White Christmas, the song, has sold over 100 million copies worldwide, recognized as the number two song of the 20th century. Give us the name of the number one song of the 20th century. If you're the first person through at 312-981-7200 with the correct answer, you will win our next copy of Holiday Inn, the 75th anniversary Blu-ray edition. And again, we're trying to help Gary out. If you guys, this rings a bell, I'm trying to find the name of a 70s movie involving a kid who's good at baseball. His father had abandoned him, but in return to his life, the kid was angry with him, but then the dad introduced him to a Major League Baseball player. It was a light drama. So anybody knows that, you can call us up or text us, 312-981-7200. And, you know, Jeff, at this time of the year, as we were talking about earlier, there are a lot of like the box sets and stuff like that are coming out, and seasons of TV shows, because people love to buy the TV shows, for the holidays. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. Look at this. We've already got an answer. That didn't take long. I think it was the hint, Jeff.
Well, like I said.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us again what the question was?
I won't give the hint this time.
Okay.
White Christmas has sold over 100 million copies worldwide. It is recognized, I think, by the RIAA, I think, as the number two song of the century. Give us the name of the number one song of the century.
All right. Here is Lee on WGN. Lee, what do you think?
Hi there.
Hi.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's the number one song of the century.
Number one song of the 20th century is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. All right. Congratulations, Lee. Do you like Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire?
Yes, I do.
Well, you'd be very un-American if you didn't.
I got a question. Wasn't White Christmas really a start out as a holiday called Holiday or something?
Holiday Inn, yeah. It's in Holiday Inn. That's what you just won, Lee.
I understand, but I mean, White Christmas song, you're saying. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I understand. Thank you.
Okay, Lee, hang on, buddy, okay?
Appreciate it. Have a good Christmas.
You
guys
too. Hang on a second. There's Lee. He's got a copy of Holiday Inn, 75th Anniversary Edition. And this was the first movie to feature the song.
And the irony of it, when Irving Berlin wrote it, this was not supposed to be the hit of the movie.
That's the song that took off. And Irving Berlin didn't think it was going to be, you know, as classic and as big as it was.
Right. What happened is they gave, you know, Bing Crosby these other songs, and he says, look, this is the hit from this movie, and it was not White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting when you go back in time. Because the only thing people remember is White Christmas.
Yeah, that's the one thing that they all remember. Everybody remembers, and it's funny. You know, we've talked about this before, and how often this happens. You know, when you know, like certain movies come out, like for instance, you know, the one of the holiday classics that everybody watches every year, one of the most beloved Christmas movies of all time, It's a Wonderful Life. tanked when it was released.
Oh, it was a bomb.
It was a total bomb, and it didn't get any critical acclaim. In fact, a lot of people thought it was going to be the end of Frank Capra's career. Like, people were saying, that's it, Capra's done. And it made no money, and it tanked, and now it's widely considered, you know, like one of the classic movies of all time. And that's how things change. Like, they didn't think White Christmas was going to be the hit song, and then it ends up being the biggest, second biggest song of that century.
That's right. And if you think about it, It's a Wonderful Life. It's really not about Christmas, you know. I mean,
it is a really depressing film for most of the running time, until that last 10 minutes. It's a pretty it's about a guy who's going to kill himself. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, and it's a dark, it's kind of a dark, kind of a depressing film until that very last 10 minutes. And I can imagine people going to see it going, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
And the thing, too, is that it's so well written. I mean, so well acted, so well cast.
No, it's a great movie. It's a great movie, and it deserves to be the classic that it is.
And if you think about it, it didn't have a copyright for 50 years,
right.
You know, and that's why
it was on constantly, and it came. How many different versions came out on video?
Well, because there was no laws,
right?
You know, you could make it in your garage.
Yeah, that's another thing that happened. That's what happened. I've had, you know, the late great George Romero, who we lost this year.
Yes,
that's what happened to him on Night of the Living Dead.
Yes.
There were like 9,000 different versions of Night of the Living Dead, and. So, you know the story behind why the 1990 remake was made?
No.
So that he could get the copyright back.
Oh, yes.
So
right.
he said the 1990 Night of the Living Dead remake, which Tom Savini directed and Romero executive produced and co-wrote, that was made just so they could get the copyright back.
Yeah, and it was really strange because you're right. Let's say there was 100 different versions of Night of the Living Dead.
Right.
No one had a great print.
No, it's terrible. They were all terrible. I've got like four different DVDs of Night of the Living Dead. They come from different companies.
Right, but by the time it came to DVD, they had really cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And it looked good and
oh, well, now you can get it. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, and you can actually have real audio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Okay, we've got some texts coming in. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back. We got one more copy of Holiday Inn to give away, and Jeff's going to give us a preview of what's coming up in terms of releases for DVD and Blu-ray. And a bunch of texts are in, and we'll try to help you out on that. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back after this. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN.
How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
Good old Bing Crosby. Bing! Let's start the new year off right from Holiday Inn. We've got one more copy of the 75th anniversary edition of Holiday Inn to give away on Blu-ray. And Jeff, why don't we throw out that final trivia question and give that thing away.
Okay. Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire appeared in 3 films together. On the other hand, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope appeared in 17 feature films together, because they did a lot of things together, but feature films. Give us the name of 5 of the films.
Bob Hope and Bing Crosby starred in 17 movies together. Name 5 of them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've got some possible answers to Gary, who wanted to know about that baseball movie. A texter said, could the movie Gary is thinking of be The Kid from Left Field with Gary Coleman? From 1979. Could be. Again, that's a TV movie. Might not be available. Terry texted in and said, the movie that Gary's describing sounds like one of the subplots of the Bad News Bears sequel with William Devane. That's Bad News Bears Breaking Training, which is also available on DVD. Ernie texts in, is the movie Back to the Beach available in any format?
Yes, it is.
It is available. It's available on DVD, but apparently they took it off the market, and if you go online to find it, you're going to pay at least $60. So it's pretty expensive, but it's out there. You can get it on DVD. That's Back to the Beach, the Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello movie from the 80s, not from the 50s or 60s. It's from the 80s. And is the PBS series Battlefield available on DVD? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Battlefield is available. So, there were a bunch of different series, because it's a continuing series that covers different wars. And a bunch of them are available on DVD.
Yeah, and again, you know, to try to find it in a local video store may not...
Yeah, you'll probably have to go online.
But you go online, and
yeah.
I mean, PBS has their own, you know,
they got a website where you can order, you know, you can back order a bunch of stuff. They always offer that kind of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And then finally, before Jeff tells us what's coming up here, and we'll get a winner, 708 area code. Everybody maybe listen up, and you might know this movie. Looking for a movie from the 70s with Bruce Davison, where he can change the world around him with his thoughts. A psychologist catches on. Near the end, he wants people to stop with their differences so everyone is turned gray. Bruce Davison. Terrific actor.
Very good actor.
Everybody remembers him from Willard. Absolutely remember him from Willard. And Seinfeld. He was on Seinfeld. He'd been in a bunch of stuff, too. He's a terrific actor. I actually got to do his Q&A and interview him. He came to the Flashback Weekend a few years ago. Very nice guy. An accomplished, really good actor. So anyway, once again, I can't think of the name of it right now, but if you guys know, let's see. It is looking for a movie from the 70s with Bruce Davidson where he can change the world around him with his thoughts. A psychologist catches on near the end. He wants people to stop their differences and everyone is turned gray. If you know that, you can call in or text us with your answer. We want to congratulate Gary, not the same Gary with the question, but he had a bad phone line, so we're going to give it to him off the air. So he did. He named five of the Bob Hope and Bing Crosby movies, but because the phone line was all screwed up, Dan's going to deal with it off the air. Okay, but congratulations, Gary. You got our final copy of Holiday Inn. So, all right, Jeff. What can we look forward to here in the coming weeks?
Well, let's talk about a couple of items that came out that are doing very, very well in the stores. The special edition of Despicable Me 3, really cool. Families love it. This is the thing about Despicable Me is that you can sit down with the whole family and watch it and really enjoy it. This one I picked out for you, Nick, is Pearl Jam. And, you know, as you know, Eddie Vedder and the Cubs are very tight, to say the least.
Yeah.
And
Let's
Play 2.
Yeah. You know, I'm featured in the trailer for that.
Yeah.
I am in the trailer for that, so my voice is in the trailer for that. I didn't make the cut for the movie, but my voice is in the trailer, and I'm very happy about that. The movie rules.
It's great. I mean, it really is. Yep. I mean, you know, and yes, it was when Pearl Jam played Wrigley Field.
Yep.
And Epstein's in them.
Everybody's in it. Yeah, yeah, and it's really good. It's not only a great concert movie with great performance by Pearl Jam, but it's also a really good movie about Wrigley and about that special year when the Cubs won the World Series.
Right, and great photography, by the way.
Beautiful.
Yeah, really good. Also, Games of Thrones, Games of Thrones Season 7. You know they've got, obviously, a huge following.
Yep.
And people have been looking forward to it. I like The Kingsman a lot. I don't know if this one... I don't think it was as good as the first one.
Yeah.
But I like The Kingsman anyway.
Yep.
You know, The Golden Circle.
Yeah, the sequel. Yep.
Yeah, the sequel. That's out this week. A pop concert that I remember originally when I saw it because, you know, after Woodstock, there was the Monterey Pop.
Right.
That became really cool. And Criterion Collection, you know, which always does great work.
Yep.
They put out, I mean, there's... The quality of this is unbelievable.
So the Criterion Collection of Monterey Pop.
Right. And just to give everybody the idea, if you don't know it, this was a concert in June of 67, and it featured unbelievable performances. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Otis Redding, Simon and Garfunkel, Mamas and Papas, The Who. I mean, what a different... And Ravi Shankar. How's that for a eclectic... type of a concert. Also, just wanted to mention later in this month, December, a movie that I think will do pretty good on DVD called Dunkirk.
Oh well, yeah. It that was a movie that was meant to be seen on the big screen, but yeah, I mean, it's going to get a bunch of Oscar nominations too.
Yeah, so I think you got that. And the same week, Mother comes out. I think that's going to.
We'll see.
Well,
wait a minute. Hold on. I think we've got an answer to the question. Here's Ken on WGN. Ken, you think you know the Bruce Davidson movie?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's The Lake of Heaven.
What's it called?
Lake of Heaven.
Okay. And a Lathe of Heaven.
Great.
Okay. All right, Ken, thanks for that.
No problem.
Take care. There you go. Lathe of Heaven, L-A-T-H-E, the tool, Lathe of Heaven. Okay. I think we have time for just one more quick title, Jeff.
And then at the end of the month, Flatliners. I think that, again, is a title that a lot of people didn't go to the theater to see.
I
think they will rent this film.
Okay. Remake of Flatliners coming out, too. All right, Jeff, always a pleasure. Have a great holiday, and we'll see you in the new year.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there you go. Jeff Tuckman, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next.